A fella just came in. I was in the office and I heard the girls that I'm working with screaming and calling my name, and I come out of the office and he was standing behind the till with a large knife. It looked like a kitchen knife, but quite long. He pointed it towards me and told me not to move, I had to stay there. And he generally just made away with money.
I'm Gemma. I've worked in Shop for you for 7 years, and then Saturday night I was on the tills at after nine and a guy came in all covered up and came in the back of the tills and grabbed me and held a knife near me and told the other guards not to move and told me that I only had 2 seconds to open the tills or he was going to use the knife. He didn't have it like right at me, but he had it near, close enough to me that I could see it, but it wasn't touching me. But it was still scary to have, you know, that it was near me still.
So, I mean, he convinced all of you that he was willing to use that knife?
Yeah, very much so, yeah. Then it was just to get any customers out.
And all this happened in a flash, really?
It happened, yeah. It was like, it felt like it happened like 2 minutes, but I think he was here for a wee bit longer, but just happened and then he was away again. I was more worried. There was kids in the shop. I think I was more worried to get the kids out of the shop in case he hurt them on the way out.
But the next day, you were all back at work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, two of us were, yeah.
Did you have any second thoughts? You got up in the morning, coming back into work?
I think it hadn't really hit us at that stage either. You know, we just come in and, of course, you are quite jumpy with anybody coming in, you know, or anybody with maybe a scarf or something on, you're sort of, you know, but no, we had to just get on with it.
And had something like this ever happened to you before?
Yeah, I was robbed badly about 5 years ago. A fella came in with a similar thing and threatened me again and asked for the money out of the tills, but physically grabbed me. I think it made me worse.
So that left a real sort of lasting impression. Yeah. Were you off work after that?
That's it. Well, the last time I was off for a good couple of months, and you know, you need to get back, because I was scarred after that couple of months to come back. So you're letting them get to you. You know, if you're going out to work to make money, and if you're off sick, they've just won. They've made you feel like you can't go out. You just can't let them be like that. You can't be like that.
And here you are.
And here I am.
And has it been too bad?
It hasn't been too bad, because I'm on during the day. I think as soon as I do like a night shift or I'm on at 10 o'clock, I might feel it.
So you were quite determined not to let them win, as you
yeah,
see it.
Yeah. I'm just thankful nobody was hurt and the staff are okay, you know.